Oh my gosh, please tell me you've been watching Young, Famous and African season 2 on Netflix. It is the best thing ever, from the fashion to the egos to the personalities. Between me and you, Netflix flew me out to South Africa to number one, meet the cast. Number two, I got to hang out with the cast. But most importantly, number three, I got to get the tea. That's what I do. So we filmed a special show. I'd say like a special after show where I caught up with all your favorite cast members. And here's a teaser of what happened.
I don't know what's up between me and Fontana. People need to watch the show and see what's going on. At the end of the day, I don't care who Diamond dates. I don't care who Diamond wants to lay. I don't care what Diamond wants to do. It's been 5 fucking years. Apologies for the French. It's just that when people really try to overstep the line, fuck you, dude, and piss. Just don't come for me. You're too much info, but I can't even get with I mean, Andile. Sorry.
Why would you ask that question while I'm here?
My intentions was to call them out in their bullshit. This is why it was a masquerade, because everyone was wearing their masks. There was so much bullshit, no one was talking to each other. So I just felt, let me insult them.
I think Annie is one of the most abused people on earth.
That's going to be out real, real soon, so keep your eyes peeled. Now let's talk about season 2. Okay, from episode 1, obviously, you know, we saw Diamond's party where all of the cast members came back together. Obviously, some old faces, some new faces. That party, by the way, like, obviously, you know, Swanky was there, Annie was there, Fontana, new cast member, was there. Was she there? I don't think she was. She might have been. But yeah, we saw a whole lot of new people. Bonang was introduced as well to the show, and I just feel like that party was dry, man. Like, imagine having that much money, imagine having that much of a huge mansion. You invite all your friends around for this big catch-up party, you've not seen the cast for a whole year, and there you are with food and no music. Like, imagine spending all that money on those clothes for you to not even shake a leg. Like, what was even going on? But there were so many awkward moments there. Like, Annie and Swanky, that's where we started to learn about their beef. And I was so confused, because you remember what it was like in the first season where they were just so close. And I felt like they were inseparable in season 1. And now they were just not greeting each other. Like, I think Annie was already there, right? And then Swanky walks in and didn't greet her. And I thought, like, a little bit immature, though, not gonna lie. At that point, I was a bit like, was that just me, or are these two actually feuding? But obviously, I've heard some gossip that before they started filming season 2, everyone already knew about this Swanky and Annie beef. I was like, all right then. Not sure if I liked the way they handled it. Obviously, like, everyone was then asking, like, what happened between those two? Like, why did they fall out? Swanky, later on in the series, went on to then reveal that I think someone he knows was on the phone to Annie, and they plugged Swanky into the call, and apparently Annie was going off. She was bitching about him, basically. Like, she was going off, saying bad things about him, but she seemed to have had another story. I'm a bit confused. I feel like we don't have the full story on their beef, to be honest with you. Swanky obviously did reach back out to Annie mid-series. Obviously, you saw the drama with Tubaba reportedly cheating on Annie and getting someone else pregnant. And these were all the rumors that were going around the press there. And obviously, the whole cast found out. And Swanky then sent Annie a voice note. And in that point, I was like, So you see me at a party, you don't greet me at this party, but you've now heard gossip that my husband has reportedly cheated on me. Now you want to get involved. People like that love the tea too much. People like that are messy. I do feel like Swanky, I don't know where Swanky's intentions were there. They're like, do you know what I mean? I wasn't really sure, but he reached out, and rightfully so, and he wasn't really having it. But I don't know, man, I kind of wanted those two to...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
To get back together and just to like be good friends again. Obviously, I've got a lot of gossip because I was in South Africa with the cast. I'm going to be spilling a bit of tea here and there. I'm not going to tell you everything about what's happened in the after show that I filmed, but I will say that I've heard some rumors that those two just aren't going to see eye to eye again. Like, I heard it's really, really bad. I like Swanky, but I am thinking to myself, like, in this season, right? Look, obviously, since season one, Swanky has definitely become more of a star. He's become more famous. I'm loving that for him. I saw pictures of him at the Cannes Film Festival, styling, GQ, everything. I'm here for it. But I'm just talking about the way he was behaving with Annie. And I feel like even the way he was behaving in certain other situations with the whole Lewis and Bonang thing, which we'll get into in a bit. Like, has his ego gone above the roof in this season? Let me know what you think. Comment below. Like, I want to know what you think, because a part of me thinks yes, but a part of me thinks no. I'm a fan of Swanky, but I don't know if in this season his ego's gone a bit bloop up there. And sorry, we need to get into this Annie and Two Bubba gossip, because what? Do you know what? I've always said this, but love is so blind. Like, have you fallen in love before? And the person you're with is an absolute beep. But you just can't see it. Everyone else around you can see it, but you can't see it because you're so in love with this person. You're either in love with them, or you're in love with the money, or you're in love with the stage. You're in love with something, and it's keeping you there. Now, obviously, look, this Annie and Two Bubba's relationship, you know, I think as long as they're happy, that's the most important thing. Okay, so let's talk about that moment, yeah, where they were having dinner. Who was there? I think Annie was there. Two Bubba was there. Nadia were there. And they had a heated conversation. Like, Two Bubba said something very controversial, and it made me think, does this man love that woman? Like, is this really, like, what is going on? So he basically said that, you know, a lot of men think with their dicks. Do they? I don't know. But he basically said that, you know, like, when a man cheats on a woman, while he's in a relationship, the woman who he's had their affair with, he doesn't have any emotional attachment to them. It's just sex, and that's fine. So he's basically saying it's acceptable to cheat on your partner. Now, you are not saying that when your wife is next to you, and people already think you're going around the block. He did. Obviously, Nadia was kind of trying to like say, no, you can't really say that. You can't really say that. And then Annie was getting pissed as well. And I was just like, guys. Now, I also saw some people on Twitter and TikTok saying, oh, but he's Two Bubba, he can get away with it. Not on my watch. I am not getting into a relationship and someone is saying that next to me. All I'm saying is, if I was in a relationship and my partner said that to me in front of my friends, the whole thing's locked off. The marriage is called off. Take the kids, whatever. I'm not interested. I'm not involved. Leave me alone, because that is embarrassment on a whole other level. Now, there's another character in this season who's been making me laugh because he caused drama, left, and then came back towards the end to see the drama that he caused. Diamond. What a guy. Like, what a man. What a legend. And you know what? I feel like Diamond is living up to Two Bubba's comments about men and cheating, because this guy, I mean, loyalty, where even is it? For his partners, who he has on the show. Now, obviously, at the beginning of the season, we saw Diamond have his house party. But Diamond confronted Andile because, you know, Zari is Diamond's baby mom, and Andile was getting close with Zari towards the end of season one. And Diamond is upset, and he's saying, you know, You're supposed to be my boy. Like, how are you trying to get close with my baby mum when there's so many other beautiful women around? It doesn't make sense, because Diamond is literally the same one who is like picking up every woman in Africa and dropping them in his shopping basket. Like, this guy is collecting women like there's no tomorrow. So I don't really know. I think it's a bit hypocritical of him to say that. I think he has no right to get upset. I think Zari can also do whatever she wants because they're not in a relationship. Obviously, we then saw Fantana enter the situation. I can't lie, I'm a big fan of Fantana because of her energy. She's got this young, vibrant energy. She's from Ghana. And what did she say? Did she say she was... Yeah, she's a dancehall artist in Ghana. Didn't know it existed, but girl, do your thing. Do your thing. Anyways, Fantana entered the scene and I'm like, okay, cool. Like, musician. So I thought, all right, cool. Fantana and Diamond, great story. I'm all here for it. Then we saw a scene where they were sitting together in the music studio. And I thought, great, you know, they're going to make music together. Maybe we're going to see a collab from them or whatever. And they start flirting in the studio. I'm like, hold on. I thought we were making music. And yeah, things were getting quite flirty between them in the studio. And up to this date, we've still not seen the track they were supposed to be making together. Where is the track? Like, where is the music they were supposed to be making? All we heard from them were the kissing. And I said, guys, this isn't serious. Anyways, they started to get really, really close. And there was another scene where they went upstairs. I don't know what they went upstairs to do, but it was play video games. I don't know, but they went upstairs. It looked like something could have gone on there. But my question is, all right, this is happening now. Mr. Diamond, you have no right to get onto Andile over there, but how is Zari feeling about all of this? Now, even though all of that happened, obviously, you've seen the season. They've not ended up together, Fantana and Diamond. But I've heard some rumors, okay? This is just all gossip. Just rumors. I've heard some rumors that Diamond is dating somebody else in the cast right now. I'm not talking about when this show is filmed. I'm talking about right now as I make this video on Friday, the 26th of May, 2023. Diamond is reportedly dating somebody else in that cast right now. You didn't hear it from me. Obviously, we know that, like I said earlier, how is Zari going to be feeling about all of this? How is Zari going to be feeling about Fantana and Diamond doing what they're doing? Kissing. I don't know if they're in the sheets, but doing what they're doing. Boy, all I can say is things start to get very, very...
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with Plush Care. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Heated between those two in this season, and... at first, I was like, maybe Zari doesn't really care, but I definitely feel like Zari was triggered during that recording, because Zari obviously started to hear about what happened between Fantana and Diamond. Now, Zari also heard that Diamond was telling Fantana a whole heap of Zari's business, and she was not happy about this. And then Zari also told Fantana that apparently Diamond is dating other people. It was just a hot mess. And basically, they started arguing. And I feel like this scene was a bit mad because it was getting too personal. They were talking about each other's finances, bodies, all of this stuff and whatever. I'm like, all right, it's getting a bit much now. But I'm watching these ladies shout at each other thinking, damn, you two are arguing over a guy who is in another country and most likely resting his head peacefully on another woman's breasts. Like, respectfully, he's living his best life somewhere else, and you lot are here in South Africa arguing over him. I'm like, it's not worth it, ladies. Come on. But this... All right, let me give my honest opinion about this Zari and Fantana beef. Like I said at the beginning of the video, I'm not going to talk too much about my trip to South Africa because I want you lot to watch the after show that I hosted and filmed there. But we went for dinner, okay? A few of the cast members. Zari was on the table opposite and Fantana was next to me. And they said to me they were cool. Like, Zari and Fantana had blessed their beef. Like, we were drinking shots together. And this was only last week, by the way. So I was in South Africa last week. And this is May 2023. So this isn't when they recorded the show. But then now on social media, I'm seeing this whole, like, seems like I saw Zari put out a message and I'm like, it's not making sense. So it's making me ask, look, it's making me ask the question, is this after show beef not real? Or... have they genuinely, like, become angry at each other again? Because the last time I checked, they both told me on the table that they solved their beef. And how can I forget Bonang's appearance? Now, when I saw the trailer and it was announced that Bonang was going to be starring in the show, I said, great. Like, someone new. Obviously, Bonang is a superstar in Africa, like, just known across the continent for her work in TV presenting, radio presenting, and just being like a personality. So I thought, you know, she's going to shake it up. And she did, but she didn't last in the show. Like, what's all of that about? Like, I was expecting to see more from her. Do you know what? I think generally speaking from Bonang, I personally was expecting more. I wanted to see her being more of a team player in the show. Like, I feel like there were parts in the show where maybe she felt like it was centralized. It was the Bonang show. But actually, it's Young, Famous, and African, and like different people have different storylines. That was my observation. What do you think? Let me know in the comments. Was that a bit harsh? What do you think? I don't know. I do feel like that though. But at the same time, maybe she was behaving like that because when she first entered the show, or yeah, it was at Diamond's party, I don't feel like the cast were being that inviting towards her. Like, I'm pretty sure Kanye and Nadia even walked out. Like, they weren't being that inviting. And I feel like Kanye already had like her perceptions and views of her and kind of didn't really give her the time to kind of warm in. So maybe that's why Bonang started to behave like that. I do feel like she was quite cold throughout the series. I wasn't getting like a warm vibe from her like I was expecting, like I've seen from her other work. Maybe this show just wasn't 100% for her. Do you know what I mean? Maybe it wasn't for her. Obviously, if you've watched the whole season, you will know that Bonang is, well, she left halfway through. I've heard some rumors and some gossip that, you know, I need to stop spilling the tea. This is too much. But I've heard some rumors that, you know, Bonang isn't, you know, she doesn't see eye to eye with quite a few cast members who were on the show. And it's, you know, I've heard some rumors that she might not be returning for the next season. But I would personally like those rumors to not be true. I would like to see Bonang come back. I'd like to hear her side of the story again. I'd like to hear how she felt when she was introduced to the cast. But then at the same time, she was a bit messy. You saw the situation with Bonang and Lewis. It was so unnecessary. So Lewis was talking to Swanky about an incident that happened with Bonang. Lewis was working as like a promoter in Namibia. And Lewis had booked Bonang as a celebrity guest to attend an event in Namibia. Now, Lewis admitted that he forgot, I think, to book Bonang's hotel. So Bonang was like, what do you mean? I'm going back home. Like, I'm not going to stay here. Lewis said he apologized, done. But Lewis was telling Swanky that, look, you know, that was my only encounter with her. So whatever, I've apologized to her, done. Swanky then goes back and feeds the information and does Chinese whispers. But I feel like the way Swanky transferred this message was with a bit of sprinkle. He said something like, oh, you know, like something about flowers and all this stuff. And I'm like, Swanky, it's unnecessary. Like he's just making more drama for no reason, basically. So he did that, passed the message back to Bonang. And Bonang was like, huh? I don't know who he is. Huh? This never happened. Huh? He's a liar. And I'm like, allow it. Because FYI, the internet have found receipts that Bonang actually promoted that she was going to that event. Just saying. Now, all of that's happened. And then there's another scene where obviously Lewis is in front of Bonang and they just start arguing and shouting at each other and all this stuff. And I'm like, allow it, because Lewis has done nothing wrong. By the way, in real life, on camera and off camera, Lewis is such a lovely guy. He's so genuine. He's got a great heart. Like, in South Africa, I would say that he was the one who really took care of me, like, just wanted to show me around. He's a really, really great guy. Not even being biased, but yeah. I'm just talking about how I viewed Lewis as a person and him on screen. And then Benang just started shouting and shouting. Oh, what did she say? You know what she said. You know what she said? She said, I have fucked the biggest stars in Africa. Oh, God, that was an unnecessary comment to make. Oh, like, you know, some of us talk about our achievements that we have at work or whatever. Maybe that's an achievement of hers. So maybe she's allowed to throw that out there. But in my opinion, it was unnecessary. And I feel like after that, after we saw that side of her, I'm just like, I don't need to see her the rest of the season. And that's right, we didn't see her in the rest of the season. But again, a part of me wants her to come back in the next series so we can really see if she's thought about things and just what her views are on everything and the way it's all panned out, because it's unnecessary drama, which I think she calls for herself. But I hope to see her back. And there was one thing that Kanye said in... And this season two, she said, men will leave you in the desert without water. Did she lie? No, she didn't. By the way, I've not spoken about how much I loved Kanye's character. Just loved her in the season. A part of me, because even, like, you remember the point with the whole Swanky and Annie beef, and she threw that masquerade party, and she was saying that she was trying to solve their beef, basically. A part of me was like, is she trying to solve the beef genuinely? Or is she just, like, enjoying the drama? I don't know. But anyways, back to what I was saying before. The statement she made when she said, you know, men will leave you in the desert without water. 100%. And I think that applies to the situation we're about to start talking about now with Naked DJ, a.k.a. Quinton, and his girl, Kaylee. Now, these two have had quite an interesting storyline in this season because... Look, they're still in a relationship from season one, which I'm so happy for. I'm happy to see them in love. In real life, they are fabulous, fabulous, fabulous people. But Kanye raised a very valid point to Naked and basically said, look, you know, you've been with her for 3 years. What's the dealio? Like, where's the ring? You know, when are you going to propose? When are you going to take things to the next level or whatever? And as a joke, Kanye was like, oh, yeah, you need to do like a trailer proposal. What? I was like, well, what is a trailer proposal? Anyways, and I don't know whether this is a South African thing. All I'm saying is in the UK, that can't run here because people will go nuts. So they've described a trailer proposal is apparently when, you know, the husband or whoever proposes just sets up a whole proposal setting, yeah? Like flowers, candles. Just imagine like your perfect proposal and gets down on one knee and just says to the person he's proposing to, I love you. That's it. There's no ring. There's no, will you marry me? It's just that I love you. And apparently people do trailer proposals just so they can see how it feels to propose. Excuse me. So when Naked did that, he actually set up this whole proposal setting, and I think he did it twice, set up the whole proposal setting and got down on one knee, and I thought, wow, he's going to propose. And he got down and just said, I love you. I said, guys, this is the absolute ghetto, because what is going on here? Like, what is going on? Like, if I was her, right, put yourself in her position. I'd be looking down thinking, oh my gosh, the love of my life is about to propose to me, and you don't pull out a ring. What the beep is going on? No, guys. Guys, what, like... This is literally a try before you buy situation. I can't believe that this is a thing. All I'm saying is this trend better stay in Africa and not spread across the world, because what the hell? I felt quite sorry for her. She obviously was not happy because she was like, what the hell? Like, where's the real thing? Obviously, you know, I'm sure that she doesn't want to put pressure on him to propose. I feel like at the same time, if he's not ready to marry Kaylee, then he just shouldn't have done that, because I feel like you start getting people's hopes up, you're getting down on one knee, you do this trailer proposal thing twice, and I just feel like, but why? Like, it's a bit deep, I'm not going to lie. If anything, he's causing more harm than good. But yeah, I think for me, like, I do want to see him get married, but boy, some people got commitment issues, you know, so maybe he knows it. I don't know. But yeah, let me know what you want me to recap in the future, what you want me to review, because I want to start doing more of these. It could be a TV show. It could be a film. It could be a reality show. It could be a box set, whatever. It could be an album. Actually, not an album. you are not going to send me songs that I don't want to listen to. I'm not reviewing that. Like, I take music very, very seriously. But yeah, let me know what you think of YFA season 2. Comment below. Oh, and don't forget, Young, Famous and African season 2, The After Show, is coming straight to this channel real, real soon. So keep your eyes peeled.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.